As I was gardening today, pulling out the weeds in my front garden, it seemed so easy getting what seemed like the hundreds of weeds that had grown after a week's worth of rain. Compared to my efforts just over a month ago, after 2 months of very dry weather, today's task was a dream. As I went about my gardening, I was reminded and given a picture of how, when the Holy Spirit is poured on the land and our lives, God's work is made so much more fruitful and, well, easier. We end up working in partnership, not swimming against the tide, but going with it. The picture of the Holy Spirit falling on the land, preparing the soil, seemed to me very apt for this time that we are in, as the world reels from the death of George Floyd. I have reflected on the centuries of injustice experienced by black people. Although the Black Lives Matter movement has been going since 2013, it is in this time, 2020, the year of perfect vision, and whilst we are all in lockdown, that communities across the globe are seeing the truth of the oppression of African Americans. And the cry is being heard, and people's hearts ache. Not by everyone, but there has been a huge response to stand shoulder to shoulder with black people, in America and in our own nation. On Friday the 12th of June, I read that the Bishop and Dean of Worcester took to the knee outside the cathedral to pray for black lives affected by repression, discrimination and injustice. I do believe that now is the time the Lord has chosen to bring us all to our knees. The soil is prepared. Reflection, repentance and restitution is in our grasp. God is inviting us to partner with him in his kingdom work of hope, life and truth for black communities. It can seem like a huge task, overwhelming perhaps when our eyes are opened to a new truth. It is a journey I've been on myself over the years as God opened my eyes to the way that Middle Easterners view both their Palestinian and Israeli neighbours so negatively. As an Arab born and raised in the UK, I was prejudiced towards them and therefore felt complicit. As I got older, I began questioning those views and started to realise that there was a greater work of reconciliation going on in me, and God was gently opening my eyes to the injustices that those people, groups were living. How do you do that when there is so much suffering on both sides, though? Well, only through the message of reconciliation and amazing grace through the cross. I would encourage every person of faith to take time to lean into those uncomfortable places and ask God to bring reconciliation, that we may truly live in peace with our fellow man. Perhaps I could leave you with a few verses from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31. I pray this as a prayer for anyone wanting to invite the Holy Spirit into this season they are in, to soar on his wings and hope in the Lord. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.